Hi friends, it's another great day here at LTE Studios. Thanks for joining us. My name's Pauline.
And my name is Peter. It's so good to see you again. Today's topic is how to say it.
And today's title is Water is Everywhere. Water is everywhere. What do you think today will be about?
Maybe about water? I don't really know. We will definitely talk about some English, though.
Well, let's find out what we are talking about a little more. Let's practice reading together, too. Here is Peter to help.
We drink water, and we wash with it. We use it for many other things, too. We also use water in English phrases and idioms. Let's have fun with a couple. If you're in trouble, you are in hot water. Something bad may happen to you. For example, you went to a movie instead of cleaning your room. Your mom will be angry and you'll be in hot water. An event or a problem in the past is water under the bridge. You can't change it, so you let it go.
Okay, so we are talking about English, and we are also talking about water.
So there are ways to say things in English that use the word water. This will be a fun and useful lesson.
I think so, too. Well, let's start learning some good words now. Here's Christina to help.
Hello, 今天一开始 Matt就说 I'm in hot water. 当然我们知道 water是水的意思。 当一个人说自己 in hot water, 在热水里的时候, 就表示这个人惹上麻烦了。原来 Matt没有跟 Alex去参加一个会议, 因为他自己有会走不开。 Taylor说接下来还有两个别的会议, There will be a couple other meetings. 这里的couple就是一对,一双, 也就是两个的意思。 Matt说自己开的会也很重要, 他不可能自己的会议不去, 反而却跟Alex去别的会。He couldn't go to Alex's meeting instead of that one. 副词instead表示反而或取而代之的意思。 不过现在Alex好像挺生气的, Alex is angry now. 形容词angry就是生气的。 Taylor建议Matt不要担心, 只要好好地解释一下这件事就好了。It will be water under the bridge. 名词bridge是桥, water under the bridge, 桥下的水,你根本就拦不住。 换句话说,事到如今已经无法改变, 就让它过去吧,别再烦恼了。
Hi, Taylor. I'm in hot water.
What's wrong, Matt?
I didn't go to an important meeting with Alex.
Uh-oh. Is he angry?
Yes, but I was in another meeting. I couldn't get out of it.
What was Alex's meeting about?
Plans for new fall TV shows.
There will be a couple other meetings, I'm sure.
I hope so.
Well, we start out right away using the word water in this conversation. Water is everywhere, just like our title says. It's in the oceans, the lakes, the rivers. I drink water every day.
And water is everywhere in this conversation. But I have a problem. How can I explain this when Matt says, I am in hot water?
Oh, this is a problem. You have a problem, Peter.
Yes. What am I going to do about it? I'm in hot water. What can I do?
Just say it again.
I'm in hot water.
Not any longer, Peter, because you just said today's
calendar phrase.
I'm in hot water.
I'm in hot water.
我惹了大麻烦。
You're in big trouble.
I'm in hot water.
You made a mess.
I'm in hot water.
You played in the garbage.
I'm in hot water.
Now, you smell like garbage.
And I have to take a bath in hot water.
I'm in hot water.
I'm in hot water.
我惹了大麻烦。
Well, I really like this phrase in English, and I am glad that you can learn it today. When you need help badly and you don't know what to do, you can just say today's calendar phrase.
Right, like, I have a test tomorrow and I haven't studied. My mom wants me to clean my room and I still have lots of homework to do. What should I do? I'm in hot water.
That's a good example. So, what's wrong with Matt? Why is he in hot water today?
Matt is in hot water because he didn't go to an important meeting with Alex.
Ooh, that is bad. Well, have you ever done something like this before? What can you do in this situation?
Oh, I wish I had never done something like this before. But of course, I think we all have missed a meeting once or twice. It's not a good feeling. Of course, Alex will probably be a little unhappy, but Matt can explain what happened, apologize, and be on time the next time.
Yes, be on time the next time and make sure to talk to him too. So why is Alex angry?
Well, angry Alex is upset because, well, Matt didn't come to his meeting. And when you're upset, you're angry. But the best thing to do when you're upset is to calm down and then talk to the person you're upset with.
Yeah, maybe it's okay to wait a while. If they are still angry, they might not listen to you, or you might say some hurtful words. No one wants that. That won't solve the problem.
Well, the reason that Matt couldn't go to the meeting today was he was really busy. He was in another meeting.
Oh, I see. I think that these two people need to talk together.
I agree, but they are both really busy right now.
But if they don't talk, then how are they going to make this get better?
Maybe they just need to wait a little bit. That's why it's good to calm down and wait before you talk to someone. Maybe you don't understand what happened, so you shouldn't start angry.
Okay, well, on the other hand, there will be a couple of other meetings, so I'm sure they'll be able to talk.
Well, that's true, and this is a good sentence that Christina wants to tell us about some more. Hi, Christina!
关于秋季的新电视节目 ,Taylor 说 There will be a couple other meetings, 还会有另外两个会议。我们来说明一下这个 there will be 的句型。我们比较熟悉的就是 there is 和 there are, 它们都是有什么的意思。而这次 Taylor 说的 there will be 只不过是把 is 或是 are 改成了未来式，而未来式的基本架构就是 will 加上原形动词，所以就成了 will be。所以这样的未来式可以表达There will be two new students in our class. 我们班将会有两位新学生。There will be one more class this afternoon. 今天下午还会有一堂课。你也造句多练习一下吧。
Thanks, Christina. Well, we're in hot water. We're out of time. Let's take a short break right now. See you soon.
Welcome back from the break, friends. Today we learned the phrase, I'm in hot water. That reminded me of another phrase, to be on thin ice. Do you know what that means?
Yeah, that's a good phrase, to be on thin ice. It's like you're walking on ice that is very thin. So it's saying, like, you're going to be in trouble, or watch out, you're on thin ice. Please stop what you're doing.
Right, so please stop, otherwise you'll be in hot water.
Hey, that's pretty good. Well, friends, let's continue. Here's conversation B.
Also, you didn't forget about Alex's meeting. You were doing something else.
And my other meeting was important too. I couldn't go to Alex's meeting instead of that one.
Then tell him that.
I will. I am sorry about missing it.
Tell him that too. Then the trouble will be water under the bridge.
Yes, we can just let it go.
So our friends are talking about the meeting that Matt couldn't go to.
Oh, right. What was that meeting about?
Well, it was about plans for the new fall TV shows.
Oh, that's exciting and important. We need to work together to think of ideas for this show. We need to talk and plan.
Plans help us. Plans are for the future. If you think about what to do ahead of time, then you will be able to do it better, and you won't forget anything.
I think that Matt is worrying too much. Yes, he couldn't go to the meeting. He missed it. But he didn't forget about Alex's meeting. He was doing something else. Alex will understand, I think.
I agree with you.
Well, great. And his other meeting was important, too. He couldn't just go to Alex's meeting instead of that other one.
That word instead is a good word to know. When I was a kid, I liked to drink soda. When I could, I would drink soda instead of water. But now I am different. I am older. Now I drink water instead of soda.
I need to go to the store. I can go tonight, but I am tired. I will go tomorrow instead.
Well, it seems like Matt needs to talk to Alex soon.
Yes, and I think he will. He is sorry about missing the meeting. And, oh, we need to go to Christina right now. We don't want to be sorry for missing her either.
Matt 说对于没能跟Alex一起去开那个会,他也觉得很抱歉. I'm sorry about missing it. 动词miss在这里是错过的意思,而句子里的about是介系词。 关于介系词有一个非常非常重要的原则,就是它的后面一定要接名词或是动名词。以这个句子为例,你可以说 I'm sorry about the mistake, 或者 I'm sorry about the false information. 对错误的讯息感到抱歉,这是介系词后面接名词。 如果是介系词about后面接动名词的话, 可以说 I'm sorry about breaking it. 对不起,我把它弄坏了。或 I'm sorry about coming late. 很抱歉,我迟到了。记住这个很重要哦,介系词后面要接名词, 若是接动作的话,要用动名词。
Thanks, Christina. So I think that Matt will talk to Alex soon.
That's good. Then they can understand each other. There will be no more problems. Alex will not be angry, hopefully.
Yes, well, that is the trouble when your boss is angry with you. When you have problems with people, that is trouble. We don't like having trouble like this.
When Matt talks with Alex, then the trouble will be water under the bridge.
Oh, okay, well, a bridge. There are roads that go over rivers, and you have to drive across a bridge to get to the other side of that river.
That's right. So what do you think this phrase means, water under the bridge?
Well, let's look again at how we use this phrase. Once they talk about this situation, then it will be water under the bridge. So it's almost like it's in the past, it doesn't matter.
Right, the water has gone by, it's in the past.
Right. And of course, when we drive over a bridge, we don't really care about the river. The bridge is there. We just keep moving forward. I think that's important.
That's right. So hopefully they will be able to continue having a good work relationship, Matt and Alex, after, of course, they talk about this.
Yes. Well, friends, you learned some very good phrases today, but you also learned some good words. Let's review those words right now.
Here's your first key word for today. Water. Water. You should drink water every day.
Couple. Couple. I drank a couple cups of coffee today.
Instead. Instead. Let's go out instead of staying home.
Angry. Angry. My dad was angry because I was late.
Bridge. Bridge. Go over the bridge to cross the river. Okay, friends, those are your key words today. Keep on practicing. And now let's review those conversations one more time together.
Hi, Taylor. I'm in hot water.
What's wrong, Matt?
I didn't go to an important meeting with Alex.
Uh-oh. Is he angry?
Yes, but I was in another meeting. I couldn't get out of it.
What was Alex's meeting about?
Plans for new fall TV shows.
There will be a couple other meetings, I'm sure.
I hope so.
Also, you didn't forget about Alex's meeting. You were doing something else.
And my other meeting was important too. I couldn't go to Alex's meeting instead of that one.
Then tell him that.
I will. I am sorry about missing it.
Tell him that, too. Then the trouble will be water under the bridge.
Yes, we can just let it go.
All right, so we learned some great idioms or phrases, sayings today. One was in hot water. So that's like you're in a boiling pot of water. You are in trouble.
That's right. We also learned water under the bridge. That means something is not a problem anymore. It's past. It's water under the bridge.
Okay, well, we have some other phrases about problems when you have a problem. The first one is between a rock and a hard place.
Right, so as you can see in the picture, this means you are in between a rock and something else that is very hard. You're squeezed in the middle.
Yes, it's almost like you're trapped. You have two problems that you can't solve. It's a very difficult situation. Maybe your mom's angry at you, but also your dad is too. So there's no way to get around this problem.
That's right. Let's see, what's another one? Ooh, I know. Out of the pan and into the fire. What's that mean?
I like this one a lot. It's like you're in a pan that's getting hotter and hotter. You think this is the worst it can get. But then you jump out of the pan and into the fire. So it's almost like you were in a bad situation and it just got worse.
That's right. Well, hopefully, friends, you're not in hot water between a rock and a hard place or out of the pan and into the fire today. We hope you're having a good day and just enjoying this chat. Oh, but actually, now it's time for a different chat, our Jungle Chit Chat.
Today, let's talk about water.
Talk about water?
Yes. In English, we have phrases about water.
Like what?
Well, someone can be in hot water.
Yeah, that means you're in trouble.
Oh, how do you know?
I hear that a lot. Ginger, you're in hot water.
Who says that?
You do.
Right. Well, you can also talk about water under the bridge.
What does that mean?
Well, something happened, but it's not important anymore.
So just let it go?
Right.
Okay, water.
Ginger!
Bye!
Ginger, you're in hot water.
Just let it go, James. It's under the bridge.
Very funny.
Wow. It is really beautiful out here. I love the fresh air. Cheryl, put your phone away and enjoy the nature.
Oh, Brett.
What's up?
When did you go out with your ex-girlfriend?
What? What are you talking about? You know I don't see her. I mean, there's no way that... I haven't...
I didn't go out with my ex-girlfriend.
I didn't go out with my ex-girlfriend.
Yesterday's super sentence is, I didn't go with someone. So, you didn't go out with your ex-girlfriend. That's what you said, right?
That's what he said, yes.
But what? He said a super sentence. Just for fun, can you give me the super sentence in another way?
Sure. I didn't go to the concert with Cheryl because she didn't have time.
I didn't go to the concert with Cheryl because she didn't have time. Super! What about you, Cheryl? Do you have one for me?
I didn't go anywhere with my ex-boyfriend because we don't talk anymore.
Oh, that was nice and slow. I didn't go anywhere with my ex-boyfriend because we don't talk anymore. Those were both super sentences. Remember, say it with me.
A super sentence every day will make your English great.
I'm so glad to see young couples getting along. Ah, it's the perfect day for a hike, isn't it?
It was the perfect day.
I told you, I didn't go out with my ex-girlfriend.
Then, what's this picture?
That's my sister.
Oh?
At least she's like a sister.
Oh?
She's my ganmei.
Niyotiga ganmei.
Let's keep hiking. I think there are monkeys out there.
Well, there's at least one monkey.
Well, these are really fun sayings, and I hope you keep practicing them at home. That way you'll know when you can say them and when you can't. And these sayings are fun because you learn about English words as well.
I do think this is fun. Of course, it's important to learn basic words like words for clothes and food, but sometimes it's fun to add a little extra phrase like this. It makes you feel even more natural in the language.
All right, friends. We'll see you again next time right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.